verse number 35.
Sa eva purushastasmad andam nirvidya nirgataha sahasravaru angri bahu akshya sahasra nana sirsavan sa eva purushastasmad andam nirvidya nirgataha sahasravaru angri bahu akshya sahasra nana sirsavan sa eva purushastasmad andam nirvidya nirgata sahasravaru angri bahu akshya sahasra nana sirsavan andam nirvidya nirgata sahasranana-sirsavan sa eva purushastasmad andam nirvidya nirgatah sahasravaru angri bahu akshya sahasranana-sirsavan sa eva purushastasmad andam nirvidya nirgata sahasru angri bahu akshya sahasra nana sirsavan mataji sa eva purushastasmad andam nirvidya nirgata sahasravaru angri bahu akshya sahasra nana sirsavan what word meaning saha he the lord eva himself purushaha the supreme personality of Godhead tasmat from within the universe andam hiranyagarbha nirvidya dividing nirgatah came out sahasra thousands uru thighs angri legs bahu arms akshya eyes sahasra thousands of anana mouths sirsavan with heads also Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Lord Mahavishnu, although lying in the causal ocean, came out of it, and dividing Himself as Hiranyagarbha, He entered into each universe and assumed the Virat Rupa, with thousands of legs, arms, mouths, heads, etc. Purport. The expansion of the planetary systems within each and every universe are situated in the different parts of the Virat Rupa, universal form of the Lord, and they are described as follows.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Nvaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute तत् कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमः वंदे श्रीगुरु दिनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्यस्वरूपम्। Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something meaningful for the pleasure of the Lord and for the pleasure of the devotees and for my purification. Once Srila Prabhupada was at Europe, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, which service you like the most? Sometimes you speak about book distribution, sometimes you do DTOship, sometimes you write books. So many services you do. Which service you like the most?" Prabhupada told, "All the services are transcendental, but I like to translate Bhagavatam. The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam are the devotional expressions of Srila Prabhupada." Once upon a time, one devotee asked to Srila Prabhupada, "How much time we should give for one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam?" Prabhupada remembered his guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He gave lecture on to Bhagavatam, first canto, first verse, for 30 days. So Prabhupada told, "You should give at least 30 days for one verse." So Hansadutta Prabhu was there, and he calculated it takes near about 1500 years to complete Srimad Bhagavatam, because Rasa Prabhupada told that this is Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll discuss something about this Srimad Bhagavatam. So you see here, in the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Parikshit Maharaj asked some questions to Shukadeva Goswami. So, to answer all those questions, Shukadeva Goswami, in the second canto, in his first chapter, he covered his answers, what one should do and what not should do. After the completion of those questions, Parikshit Maharaj again asked to Shukadeva Goswami, "I want to hear about the creation, maintenance and destruction pastimes of the Lord." But Shukadeva Goswami was so much absorbed to answer the questions of Parikshit Maharaj, he forgot to do Mangalacharan in second time. But when the questions are asked second time, so Shukadeva Goswami offered prayers to the Lord. He did Mangalacharan. Then he quotes that the same question was asked by Narada Muni to Lord Brahma. Brahma Narada Sambhad. So I'll quote that Sambhad and I'll answer your questions. So we see Bhagavatam is manifested in many times in the canto, first and second canto. When there is a discussion between Suta Goswami and Shaunakadi Rishi at Naimisharan, there was manifestation of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Vyasadeva was bewildered, confused, Narada Muni comes And then there was discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. You also see that Parikit Maharaj asked some questions and to answer the questions of Parikit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami speaks about Bhagavatam. And also we see here, in second canto, there is Chatushloki Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is manifested many times in the first and second cantos. So here the questions are asked to Parikit Maharaj is asking all these questions to Sukadeva Goswami. So, think is that what kind of question you should ask? When the question is stupid, the answer will be also stupid. For example, once upon a time, Akbar asked to Birbal, how many crows are there at Agra? So Birbal told, 6 lakhs. Then Akbar asked, how can you say that? How are you confident? If there will be less crows, what will happen, you know? I will punish you. Then Birbal is telling that, see, sometimes you go out for visiting, tours, for picnic, to meet your relatives. Similarly, some crows might have gone outside. So that's why there will be less crows. Then if the numbers will be more than what? Some of their relatives will have come to the city. That's why there is number is increased. So here, that means when question is stupid, the answer will be also stupid. But when question is perfect, answer will be also perfect. Like Srila Prabhupada's one book, small book there, perfect questions, perfect answers. So once upon a time, Janak Maharaj was sleeping. Like my Mithila. And he saw a dream. In that dream, he has lost his kingdom. And he has become a beggar. And he is asking for some food. And he was bewildered. No? How can I become a beggar? But immediately he awakened from the bed. And he is confused. Who am I? I am a king or a beggar? So he asked, next day morning, he asked this question to all of his scholars, pandits. Who am I? Am I a beggar or a king? So all the scholars, they are confused. If we'll say that he's a beggar, he'll punish us. We'll say that he's king, then how can he have that dream? So nobody answered anything. So in that assembly, Ashtavakra Muni's father was there. He was also there. So Janak Maharaj punished them that all of you cannot leave this place until unless you give my answer. So another one went all the uncle. Then Ashtavakra Muni's mother told him to her son that see your father is also in the jail. You should go and answer the questions of the king. So because Ashtavakra Muni, why he got that name? While he was in his mother's home, he used to correct his father. His father was a big Vedantist. If something goes wrong while chanting the mantras, he will correct from the womb. So his father asked, who is this person correcting me? His wife is telling that, from my home, this sound is coming. I think the son who is correcting you. So in that time, his father calls him that you are asking Teda questions, you will become Teda. So that's why he was born as Ashtavakra, 8 bands in his body, deformations. So Ashtavakra Muni was sent by his mother. So Ashtavakra Muni, when he entered inside this assembly, all the people started laughing, seeing his form. So Ashtavakra Muni also started laughing. The Janak Maharaj was confused. Why all of you are laughing? So Ashtavakra Muni told that. Because I was thinking all these people are very scholarly. All are jnanis. But I understood that they are chamaras. They do not know anything. No. Then the king asked, how can you say like this? Because you know why all these people laughed on me? by seeing my external feature. But they are unable to see my inner contents. That's why I left. So King Janak Maharaj accepted him as his spiritual master. And he asked, now you tell me, who am I? Am I a beggar or am I king? So in that condition, Ashtabhukri Muni told that, you are neither you are Indian nor Nepali, nor a beggar, nor a king. You are a soul. You are the servant of Lord Krishna. So when the question is perfect, the answer is perfect. When the question is imperfect, answer will be imperfect. So, Narada Muni asked to Brahma, I want to know the purpose and process of creation. To answer that question, Brahmaji tells about the purpose of creation. So, what is the purpose of this creation? This creation is created for the reformation of the living entities, jivas, who has turned away its face from the Lord. So this material world is compared with the hospital. When we are admitted in the hospital, we go through so much pain. And doctor, who is the doctor here? Krishna is the doctor. So doctor gives us some treatment so that we will be cured, we will be purified, and we will go to the spiritual world. So that's why this material world is created. So that we can match our desires to the desire of the Krishna. When we match our desires to the desire of the Krishna, then this material world can also become a Vaikuntha. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomara as tomara ichhae amar ichha mistailo bhakati binodo aja apane bhulila. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that because I have matched my desires with your desire, now I can forget all these impediments in my life. So that's why this material world is created. So why to hear about the creation lila of the Lord? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells that this is Karuna lila of the Lord. Because Lord is so compassionate that He creates this world and He comes as so in so many forms. Sometimes He comes as Bhagavatam, sometimes He comes as the different incarnations, devotees. And He follows us so that one day we will be purified and go back to the spiritual world. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that this creation lila is Karuna lila. So how can you understand this creation lila? Like Venkat Bhat was asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Venkat Bhat is telling that, Ami jiva khyudra buddhi sahaje asthira Ishwarera lila koti samudra gambhira. Ami jiva, I am small jiva. Khyudra buddhi, my intelligence is very meager, very small. And sahaje asthira, I am always disturbed, my mind is flickering. Or Ishwarera lila koti sahaja gambhira. But the past tense of the lila is very, very deep, like thousands of millions of oceans. How can I understand this past tense? That's why Bhagavan Acharya tell that to Sarva Bhattacharya. Ishwarera krupalesa achaye jahare Seita Ishwara Tattva Bujivare Pare. Who has got a little bit of mercy of the Lord, he can understand this past tense of the Lord. Now what did he hope? Continuously read and hear and pray to the Lord. That's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is telling that why the people will not be able to understand this Chaitanya Charitamrita. जेवा नाही बुझे के हो सुनीते सुनीते से हो कि अद्भुत चैतन्य चरित कृष्ण उपजीवे प्रीति जानिबे रसेर रीति सुनिले बड़ हयहित. जेवानाई बुझे के सुनीते सुनीते से इफ समबडी इज अनेबल टू अंडरस्टैंड शी हैज टू हियर दिस पास्टर सेकंड नेगर सुनीते सुनीते से ती अद्भुत चैतन्य कृष्ण उपजीवे प्रीति वेन यू हियर दिस पास्टर सेकंड एंड अगेन देन आवर लव टुवर्ड्स द लॉर्ड विल डेवलप कृष्ण उपजीवे प्रीति जानवे रसरती देन विल बी एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्ण तत्व सुनिले ही बड़ हित है Hearing the past times of the Lord, will be highly benefited by hearing the past times of the Lord. That's why we should hear these past times. So there is one nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, first, second canto. So why we should hear this external past times of the Lord? The past times of the Lord which is connected to the external energy. So this verse is like this. Mayam bannaya tamushya ishwarasya anumodataha shrumata shradhaya nityam mayatma namuhyati. Translation provides, the Lord's activities in association with his different energies should be described, appreciated and heard in accordance with the teachings of the Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord. So in the Parpar Prabhupada writes, fools may consider the Lord's activities in relation with the external energy to be useless for them. And they may falsely claim to be here, to be higher participants in the internal energy of the Lord. But factually, the Lord's activities in relation with the external energy and the internal energy are equally good. So there is no difference between hearing the pastimes of the Lord which are connected to the external energy like this creation pastimes and the pastimes of the Lord which are connected to the internal pastimes like Govardhan Lila, Ras Lila and lots intimate pastimes. There is no difference. So Prabhupada writes, on the other hand, those who are not completely free from the clutches of the Lord's external energy, he is speaking about the new five devotees, should devoutly hear regularly about the activities of the Lord in relation with the external energy. They should not foolishly jump up to the activities of the internal energy. Falsely attracted by the Lord's internal potential activities like his Ras Leela. Some of them think that to hear about the pastimes of the Lord means to hear about his activities with the gopis or about his pastimes like lifting the Govardhana hill. And they have nothing to do with the Lord's plenary expansions at the Purusha avatars and their pastimes of the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the material worlds. But a pure devotee knows that there is no difference between the pastimes of the Lord either in Rasalila or in creation, maintenance or destruction of the material world. Rather, the restrictions of such activities of the Lord at the Purusha avatars are specifically meant for persons who are in the clutches of the external energy. Topics like the Ras Lila are meant for the liberated souls and not for the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls therefore must hear with appreciation and devotion the Lord's pastimes in relation with the external energy. And such acts are as good as hearing of Ras Lila in the liberated states. So everything Prabhupada has mentioned in this purport so nicely, there is no need to describe anything here. So here the chapter's name is Cause of All Causes. So there is one nice prayer comes quoted by Gajendra. Namo namaste akhila karanaya Niskaranaya Adbhutakaranaya Sarvagamnaya Mahanavaya Namo Apavargaya Parayanaya. So here Namo Namaste Akhilakaranaya. The Lord is the cause of all causes. Akhilakaranaya. Niskaranaya, who has no other cause. And Adbhutakaranaya, he is the wonderful cause of everything. So here in the purport, Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Personality of God has described herein as the wonderful cause. his wonderful cause in the sense that although there may be unlimited emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, janmadyasyatah, he always remains complete. Purnasya, purnamadaya, purnameva avashishyate. In our experience in the material world, if we have a bank balance of $1 billion, as we withdraw money from the bank, the balance gradually diminishes until it becomes nil. However, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, is so complete that although innumerable personalities of Godhead expand from him, he remains the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Punnasya, Punnamadaya, Punnameva, Avashishyate. Therefore, he is the wonderful cause. So here, wonderful cause. How? The Lord is the cause of everything and he has no other cause. And he is the wonderful cause of everything mentioned. The similar question is asked by Vidurji to Maitreya Muni in third canto about the creation.
Karoti karmani krutavatara yani atmatantra bhagavastrayadhisa yathasata jagra idam niriha sanstapya vruttim jagato vidhatte.
So, karoti karmani krutavatara. The Lord is doing so many activities here. But these activities are different from our activities. When we do something, those activities are for our personal benefit. But here Lord is doing some activities. These activities are called transcendental activities. Krutavatar, how? Na, through many incarnations like Purusha avatars. Yani Atma Tantra is independent Lord. He is not dependent on anyone. That's why Gaur Goswami Maharaj says that Krishna is Ichchamaya Purusha. Nobody can put anchor in his Ichcha, desires. Whatever he wants, he will do. Like, he wanted to give Subhadra to Arjuna. But Balaram was not interested. Balaramji wanted to give Subhadra to Duryodhana. But although he was very fast in expansion of the Lord, Balaram was not able to interfere in his desire. That's why Atma Tantra, he is independent Lord. And Bhagavan Trayadhisa, he is the Lord of three universes. Jatha Sasajagra Idam Niriyo. Although he has no material desires, still he creates all these material worlds. For what? Now for the benefit of the people. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead from whom the three creative incarnations, namely the Purusha avatars, Karanavasai Vishnu, Garbhada Kasai Vishnu, and Kshirada Kasai Vishnu expand. The whole material creation is conducted by the three Purushas in successive stages under the external energy of the Lord. And thus, material nature is controlled by Him. The Lord is independent and desireless. He does not create the material world for His own satisfaction. So once upon a time, one devotee asked to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why this material world is created? Like people say that, Dunya banane wale kya tere mane mein samaye, kai ko dunya banaye. So like that one devotee asked, Prabhupada knew that he has so many material desires in his heart, because he was very new. Prabhupada told that, not for your enjoyment, this material world is created not for your enjoyment, but for the enjoyment of the Lord. He does not create the material world for Him, for His own satisfaction, as you create our household affairs to fulfill our material desires. Actually, the material world is created for the illusory enjoyment of the conditioned souls who have been against the transcendental service of the Lord since time immemorial. So, in this verse, today's verse, Shukadeva Goswami is speaking, Brahmaji is speaking about the Lord, how he is planning to do the maintenance of the universe. So today we will discuss something about the maintenance.
and how Krishna is the only maintainer.
Okay. So, normally we like to create many things. It's very nice to see new things. But before creation, we never think how we'll maintain that. Whether the maintenance are easy or not, we should think before we create anything. Whether the parts are easily available or not, we should think. Maintenance is not so easy. Like sometimes, ek odia bolte hain, ghoda chhod danka, dana na danka. So once upon a time, one person goes to the market and he gets a horse at a very low price. He paid only 6 rupees and purchased that horse. After coming to his home, he came to know that this horse is eating at least 9 rupees per day. That's why the cost of the horse is 6 rupees and he is eating 9 rupees per day. How is it easy to maintain that horse? So that's why he is in the anxiety. So that's why before purchasing anything, before doing any creation, we should think about whether it is easy to maintain or not. So Lord is not like that. It's not like that. I have created this universe and it is out of my control. Sometimes we create many things and after creation we understand that it's out of my control. I cannot do the maintenance. Like Trishanku. Trishanku approached Vishwamitra Muni. I want to go to the Indraloka, heavenly planet. But Indra is not allowing me. Please help me. So Vishwamitra created another universe for him. He created that universe. He sent Trishanku there. But he wasted all of his energies to maintain that universe. At last he became helpless and he prayed to the Lord. Lord, I am unable to maintain this universe. Please help me. The Lord comes and he started maintaining that universe. So that's why before creating anything, we should think whether I will be able to maintain that or not. So I will give you one example. Normally we try to be updated with the technology. But the technology, it takes our energy. It increases our anxieties. And it takes our control also. I'll give you the example. You know the dishwashing machine or my temple? There is water level controller that is not working. So I requested the technician, can you go for the new? I got the budget 70,000. What is the need? We can do the maintenance. Because if you will have that part now, there is no need to manually fill the water. It hardly takes 2 minutes to fill up the water. What is the need to waste 70,000? And he told me that, sir, you can do the jugad, all these adjustments in this machine. But the machineries which now, whatever machinery are available now, it's out of control. You cannot do anything. Once you purchase that machine, means you are under the control of that company. For example, I'll tell you, few months before, that starting switch knob of that dishwashing machine was broken. And when we tried to get that switch, simple switch, they gave me a budget of 9,000. Shunglish. And I asked to the technician, what should I do? So go to the market, you will get a switch. I got that switch at 150 rupees. And if I will go for the company, it will take 15 days to get that part. And with that, we have to waste so much money. And we adjusted the machine is okay. He told me that, the technician told me that, sir, as long as this machine is working, do not change anything. Do not go for new machine because the new machine which is available, it is totally out of control. You will be under the control of the company. If something goes wrong, you cannot do anything. You cannot do any adjustment. So like that. So technology means you are under the control of that technology. Sometimes you try to be fully automatic. Fully automatic means, I'll give you the example. Now you will get some washing machines. Those machines are fully automatic. But sometimes it happens that if something goes wrong with the PCB, the machine is locked. Your clothes will wear, you, and the machine is locked, you cannot remove your clothes unless the technician comes. You have to wait for that technician, 1 day, 2 days, something like that, to remove your clothes. That's why this technology works in this world. But Krishna is the in control. Whatever maintenance he does, it is easy for him. He can do the maintenance of everything. For him, it's very simple thing. And his energies are working for that. So we'll discuss now how Krishna is the only maintainer. We'll discuss one story from Mahabharata. So when the Mahabharata war was declared, so both the parties, Pandavas and Kauravas, all of them, they are assembled at Kurukshetra, the place called Dharmakshetra, where the Dharma is always victorious. So there was a need to check the place, to clean that area for the war. So while cleaning that war place, one of the elephant broke many trees. In one tree, there was a sparrow. And she had two eggs in that nest. And both the whole tree was broken, and that nest and eggs were lying down on the floor. The mother sparrow was in a helpless condition. And she sees that so many animals are there, so many warriors are there, so many horses are there, so many chariots are there. What is going to happen to my ex? She was also very, very restless, because people think that we only love our children. No, it's not like that. Even animals, even birds, they love their children so much. So that I'll give you an example. In our base at Dombivli, in the courtyard, I was near all 5-7 days that base was locked. And when I went to that base and opened the courtyard, I found one sparrow was chastising me. I was not able to understand what is happening, why she is behaving like this. And after 1 hour, I came to know that she had given two eggs inside that the cartoon. Because she had so much love for those legs that she was chastising me. So, like that, this sparrow was in a helpless condition. What will happen to my children who are there inside the eggs? She was in a less restless condition. And in the night, he came to know that everything is silent. But he could see that all the animals are there, elephants are there, warriors are there, horses are there. So, what should I do? Okay. Next day, again in the morning, the war started. So in that condition, he saw one person is speaking something to another person. And she was able to understand that she is my lord. How rare is that? Being in the bird's body, she was able to understand the lord. How it is possible? Because she has rendered so much devotional service in her past life. So whatever devotional service we perform in our past life, that is never lost. That is accumulated in our account permanently. Like Gajendra. Who was Gajendra in his past life? When he was attacked by this crocodile, that Gajendra was trying to his best to protect himself, but he was also helpless. So, in that condition, he prayed to the Lord. How? Now, because of his past devotional service. Jadapa paramam jatyam prajjanmani anusikhitam. He offered that prayer to the Lord. Prajjanmani anusikhitam. But he had learned from his past life. That's why Prabhupada writes in that purport, it's very, very important for the devotees to remember and recite some prayers always, so that whenever there is an emergency, you can recite that mantra. So here, Gajendra is reciting that mantra. So when Lord comes, so he offered that prayer.
So antasarasyuruvalena gruhitatma drishtva garutmatim harim khamutapa chakram utkhita sambujakaram giramaha krucham narayana akhila guru bhagavan namaste narayana akhila guru bhagavan namaste narayana akhila guru bhagavan namaste.
He offered that prayer, Gajendra. Why it happened? Because he had rendered so much devotional service in his past life. So here that word was also rendered some devotional service in his past life. Because of some offense, he got that verse body. And he was able to understand Lord Krishna. Now that mother bird, she is approaching Lord Krishna and she is praying, "Please help me. I am in a dangerous condition. I lost my eggs. Eggs are lying on the floor. At any moment of time, I can lose my children. Please help me." So, she is offering the prayers like, "Krishna, Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama." She's saying that prayer. "Please protect me." Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says,
"Nijabala Cheshtha Prati Bharasa Chadiya Tomara Acharane Achi Bharasa Kariya."
So she is praying, offering that prayer. "I have tried to my best to protect my ex. Nijavala Chastaprati Bharasa Kariya. But I am helpless. Tomara Acharane Achi Bharasa Kariya. Now I am dependent on you. Please protect my ex."
"Tumi ta rakshakara पालक आमार तुम्हार चरण बिना आशा नहीं आर
तुम्हें तो रक्षक आर पालक आमार यू आर माई ओनली प्रोटेक्टर एंड यू आर माई ओनली मेंटेनर इफ यू नॉट प्रोटेक्ट मी देन नोबडी कैन हेल्प मी प्लीज हेल्प मी सो दैट बॉड इज प्रेइंग एंड ऑफरिंग दिस प्रेयर्स टू द लॉर्ड So now Lord is also giving Bhagavad Gita, instruction Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna during that time. But Lord gives a side glance to that bird. And the bird lives. So now Lord is telling to Arjuna, "Please give me your arrow and bow." And Arjuna is telling, "How? You have promised that you will not lift any bow and arrows. How can you ask?" Lord, he tells, "No, you give me." So, Lord takes the bow and arrows from Arjuna and shoots an arrow to an elephant who is having a big chain, golden chain with a big bell. So, Lord shoots the arrow not to the elephant but to the bell of the elephant. So, the bell was removed and the bell fell on the X and covered the X. So it and seeing that the bird was very happy, mother bird was very happy. Okay, something going to happen. There was a big war, and during that time, bird is also thinking how to fructify those eggs. So one day devotee was telling the big war between the Kshatriyas because of so much blood flew, and because of the heat from the blood. These eggs fructify, and the eggs started the small kids. They started chuckling. Small sound was coming from the bell. So Krishna could observe this. And during that time, one elephant again came he tossed his leg to that bell, and the bell was lifted little bit. And through that, the birds, small birds, baby birds, they used to get the air, and mother bird also can feed them. And after the completion of the war, Krishna told to Arjuna, "You know what happened? starts. So, Krishna, if Krishna can give protection to a bird, why not us? Think of that. Whether we are surrendered, whether we are praying to the Lord, asking for His protection. As long as we think that I do not need anybody's help, I am independent, I can do everything, the Lord does not give His glance. When we give up everything and take shelter of Krishna, the Lord gives His glance. That is our wealth. That glance, that faith. So, devotional service is nothing but to develop our faith towards the Lord, day by day, little bit, little bit. And that faith will become our wealth. So, this technology, the purpose of this technology is to destroy our faith towards the Lord. So, as long as we use this technology, as we try to be updated with this technology, our faith towards the Lord will decrease. As long as we try to be simple and try to be adjust with the situation, then what will happen? Krishna will shower His blessings and will be updated. We will go to the spiritual world very soon. Hare Krishna. Grantha Srimad Bhagatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. So we discuss about the what question we should ask, what question we should not ask, and the purpose of creation, and we discuss these few purports of Srila Prabhupada, where Prabhupada elaborately discussed how it is very, very important to hear the creation pastimes of the Lord, which are connected to the external energy of the Lord, and there is no difference between the pastimes connected to the external energy of the Lord and internal energy of the Lord. And we also discussed before creation we should think how to maintain that. And we also discuss how Krishna is the only maintainer. Hare Krishna. Thank you.